It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. It's Saturday, the 14th of January in this brand new year of 2017. And how about starting it off with paying it forward? Have you heard of that? The term came from a 1999 novel by Katherine Ryan Hyde, and the idea is to create an altruistic domino effect. You do something kind for a stranger, then that person does something kind for a stranger, and then that person does something kind for a stranger, just like when you push a line of dominoes over and each one falls, but this time the dominoes are acts of kindness, of spontaneous generosity. Social scientists have studied this phenomenon, this paying it forward, because it appears that spontaneous acts of generosity are socially contagious. Not too long ago, in Canada, at a drive-through restaurant, you know, those restaurants where we lazy Westerners don't have to get out of our cars, we order through a microphone and then drive up to a window, pay, and take our usually unnourishing food away. At one of those, a woman paid for her coffee and then paid for the coffee of the person in the car behind her. That person in the car behind her was quite surprised and paid for the coffee of the person behind him. This went on for 3 hours. There were 226 people who paid it forward, or actually in this case paid it backwards since they were paying for the person behind them, but never mind. And never mind that this example is literally about paying with money. You can pay it forward in any way you please. In fact, the first time I heard this phrase was in a dog park in San Francisco with my girlfriend Melanie. Someone else's dog had run off with Melanie's dog's ball and would not give it back. Mel said to the apologizing dog thief's owner, "It's okay, keep the ball, just pay it forward." The other nodded and said she would. I had no idea what they were talking about, and Mel said, "It's simple. The other dog owner will do something nice for someone she doesn't know, a sort of paying back the universe for having received a small gift of kindness." Gifts of kindness. Just a smile works. Can I help you carry that? Anything. Two academics from Cornell University in New York, Milena Svetkova and Michael Macy, studied these spontaneous acts of generosity and found that generosity among strangers really can be socially contagious. According to their theory, if you receive or observe an act of help, you become more likely to help others, even if your own action won't be directly reciprocated or rewarded. The effect of a single act of kindness can in fact ripple through a social network, setting off chains of generosity that reach far beyond the original act. Doctors Svetkova and Macy wrote that their research suggests that the next time you stop to help a stranger, you may be helping not only that one particular individual, but potentially many others downstream. And who knows? In the end, maybe what goes around will come around. It's certainly worth a try, especially now with all the hate and fear out there. Pay it forward. Do something kind for a stranger. And then do it again. And again, and again, and again.
This is the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served.
Ready for the main course? Good, because it's time for the quiz. On the 10th of December, I asked you a question about the presidential polls in the West African country, the Gambia, polls which had surprising results. The country's voters ousted their strongman president of 22 years, a man who took control of the country in a 1994 military coup. And that was the question. You were to send in the name of the Gambia's president-elect and the name of the outgoing president. A lot has changed since I asked you that question. Initially, the incumbent president conceded defeat. A week later, he changed his mind and decided to contest the election results. Security forces took over the headquarters of the Independent Electoral Commission shortly thereafter. And since then, the head of the Electoral Commission has fled the country. Three private radio stations have been taken off air. The West African regional bloc ECOWAS has been in conference with the incumbent president, urging him to step down. It's a mess. No telling what will happen next. But the correct answer to my question, when I asked it, the name of the Gambia's president-elect and the name of the outgoing president is Adama Barrow of the United Democratic Party is the president-elect. He won 43.29% of the vote. And the incumbent is Yahya Jammeh of the Alliance for Patriotic Reorientation and Construction Party, a party which was formed 2 years after Jammeh's rise to power from that 1994 military coup d'etat. Jammeh won 39.64% of the votes. The winners are... Only seems right that there are winners from the concerned country, the Gambia. Congratulations to Fansu Bolongjana from Banjul and to Rama Tuliba and William Joyner, both from Sarakunda. Congratulations also in order for Muhammad Shamim, the president of the RFI Golden Eagles Club in Keralam, India, and to Zenon Tellis, an RFI Listeners Club member and the president of the Christian Marxist Leninist Maoist Association of Listening DX in Goa, India. Hearty congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. This week's quiz is about the 2017 Golden Globes Awards in Los Angeles. A French actress won the Best Actress in a Drama category, and I want you to tell me her name. That drama she won the award for acting in won the Best Foreign Film Prize. What are the names of both the actress and the film? Send in the names of both the actress who won the Best Actress in a Drama and the name of the film which won Best Foreign Film in last week's Golden Globes Awards. You have until the 20th of February to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 25th of February to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
Time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. But before we do, be sure you check out the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Facebook pages for some great photos sent in by Shivindu Paul, the president of the Mitali Listeners Club in Murshidabad, India. Shivindu Paul is a teacher and got his students interested in stamp collecting. I collect stamps and postcards for teachers, and teachers out there, if you would like some for your class, just ask. You've probably heard me asking you to send in stamps and postcards so that I can forward them on to teachers. Hans Werner Lolica, that lovely and faithful Sound Kitchen listener from Hedehusen, Denmark. Well, Hans heard, and he sent me a huge package, which I then sent on to Shivindu Paul for his class. Shivindu Paul gave them to his students, and they took some pictures holding up their stamp collecting album with all of Hans's stamps. There you go. There's a paying it forward example. From Hans, to me, to Shivindu Paul, to some young students. Shivindu Paul, now you need to encourage your students to perform small acts of kindness to strangers to keep that chain going forward. And thanks again, Hans, for the stamps and postcards. You really made some kids happy with that gift. Thanks, too, to my colleague Thomas Play for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming, and I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I don't know why, but this song has been playing in my head for a couple of weeks now. Things could be worse. Nothing like a little Stevie Wonder bouncing around in your brain, right? This is his 1969 hit, Ma Chérie Amour, My Darling Love. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone. Ma Chérie Amour.
Ma Chérie Amour, distant as the Milky Way. Ma Chérie Amour, pretty little one that I sometimes wanna cry.